Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Hey everyone, don't get anxious, get prepared. Your career engineer here. And today we're going to look over some things, some tips and some tools and maybe some tricks to help you to crush this February, what challenges it might be for career and business seekers, or what great stuff in store for you as a career, life, or business professional. And I'll be selecting two questions that were submitted that I can share and answer. So, but also wherever you're enjoying me from, feel free to make sure you email me. I'm going to give you the email shortly when we come back that you can submit your question so I can select your question perhaps for next month. So y'all know how we roll, right? Wherever you're watching from, get a pen and some paper or use your digital device. And we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you your career dose for February, some tips and tools and tricks that can make your Monday mornings sweeter. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Hey, I told you, I don't take me long to come back at all. Again, I want to thank you all so much for being here. Make sure you hit us up at our website, tcenow.com, where you can join our newsletter. There should be a pop-up that shows up that won't be irritating, but if not, just click our Get TCE News button, and you can make sure you don't miss any news about what's coming up. Our newsletter that has really fabulous information. In fact, it went out last week, and other things that's going on. But again, today's broadcast is brought to you by your career engineer, tcenow.com. So make sure you comment, share. But like I said, if you have a comment, even after I'm done with you right here, after we talk right now together, send it to me. You can send it to me by email. In fact, let me put that out there because I like to get the housekeeping stuff done before we do some of the other things here. I'm trying to think, there's something like behind me. It's my mic. Okay. Just like, that's a big mic. All right. info@tcenow.com is how you can send me an email. If you have a question or comment, we'll try to hit them and maybe share it for this month or next month. So this is a great way to reach out to us by email, of course, on our website. We can't beat that. But also just make sure TCE Now, consider join our network. We have a great community, just did a huge refresh. I mean, whether you're virtual, whether you're local, we have some great things. And if you're someone that's had sudden job loss, or you're a student, or, just going through a little tough time, join our affiliate program. It costs you zero, but you get 5% off. It's not a membership, it's just a program. But you can get to that by going to our website, tcenow.com. All right, so that's the good old housekeeping duties. Let me jump into what's going on, the jobs report. Depending on what networks you're into, everyone's talking about these numbers, and they were pretty substantial. Came out last Friday. Again, if you have our newsletter, you already saw the report. But, 353,000 new job gains. That was phenomenal. You can't take away from it. Don't even add to it. It was phenomenal because that is not what the economists thought was going to be happening. And to get the latest information, of course, same as plug our newsletter. Of course, we'll get it for you. You can get that at tcenow.com. But you know what? I tell y'all, go to the sources. No matter what news media or where you get your intellect, the numbers come in from all the unemployment offices in our states and counties. And when folks are making job loss or getting gains, when you do the payroll taxes, all that data is funneled to Department of Labor, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And they make tons of reports. I mean, very cool data-driven reports. So go there and get the source. Don't have everybody spin on it. So here's what the sources said, all right? 3.7% unemployment, third month of being below 4%. I think it's the third month of being 3.7%. You can't beat that. Again, 353,000 brand new jobs. The estimate was around 150 or 180 is what the economists, who are much smarter than me, said. Look at what we did. And the JOLTS report, which is the job opening and labor turnover, that comes out too. We look at that one to see how many job openings there are, which are jobs that have not been filled. 9 million. 9 million. We've been hovering between 8 million, 9 million, sometimes 10 million for a while. I don't even want to say a year or more, but it's been pretty substantial. So if you are in the market, this is a great time. Your numbers are in your favor. It was this way last month. I predict they'll be that way next month, but the numbers in your favor. And we got to look at the quit rate. 3.4 million people quit. It's been the same. It's been sort of low. It's okay. It just means people are taking advantage of that 3.7% unemployment rate. So that's what's going on. So let me give you your monthly dose of career and business tips for February, the month of love. Do you love your job? Do you love your business? Do you love your life? You should be. If you're not, get on top of that, right? Get on top of that. So, here's a way to love your career, life, or business. I'm shameless plugging all day, right? Here we go. Our shameless plug, right? Our book. What's my book called? Here it is. It's called A Mind to Work, the Life and Career Planning Guide for People Who Still Need to Work. I don't know anyone that doesn't need to work. I mean, I really don't. Oprah works, Zuckerberg works, Elon works, they all work. You get what I'm saying? It's not just about the money, it's about your purpose. So this book will help you to discover who you are, what you bring, what you want, what you don't want, and the courage and confidence to go do it and go for what's next. Retirees, I'm talking to you. You know, I don't like that word retire, like you're retired. No, you're ready for what's next. So A Mind to Work can help you do it. You can order it directly from me by using our Cash App code and all that. Maybe I'll put that in there. Or you can go on Amazon. Amazon's great. We do most of our book sales in person though. So, but reach out to me and I can tell you how you can get this book and our cute little gifts. I think our Cash App is TCE now. You can't get any better than that. TCE now. For me, you'll get a nice little bookmark and a pad and a writing to make these notes. It's really a cute gift. So you want to get that $25, I think, to our Cash App, tcenow.com. Okay, enough shameless plugs. But again, order.tcenow if you like to go to Amazon and do it. That's fine. So what's happening this month? Here's what we're looking at with February. And if you following all of our brand, you'll hear me give more tips and tricks on this love month, all month. But hiring trends, I mean, February historically shows an uptick in hiring. We had our Christmas or our holiday stuff. We're freezing in January stuff. And guess what? The month before spring seems to be traditionally when we start getting all those recs up. So this is a great time. Hopefully over the winter months, well, we're still in winter technically. But, you know, after the holiday bliss and all that eggnog and all that stuff you guys did in the New Year's Eve recovery period, right? You make sure your credentials, your tangibles, your resume, your profiles, your how you put yourself together digitally and traditionally is straight on point. If you haven't, you should be reaching out to us. We can help you. But we do know that industries such as tech and healthcare, big ones, are expected to continue strong hiring again this year. And, you know, even with the tech and healthcare, we've had some coming out in January, some significant news about some companies who overhired maybe during COVID and still overhired even afterwards. And now they're kind of writing themselves up, right? So there was some tech industry layoffs, but some of that was that extra fluff that was going on. And after a couple years, some of them folks just couldn't. I mean, you know, every job has an impact. So, you know, when you're working, you got to think about how is what I'm doing helping the bottom line? And if it seems like that category or that particular skill set ain't helping to keep the bacon coming, is going to be gone. So, but tech and healthcare are still going. And, you know, you could have a transferable skill. When I say healthcare, I'm not just talking about nurses and doctors and the radiologists and the respiratory therapists, which are very much in demand. There are paraprofessional folks in healthcare that helps the business of healthcare, patient care, customer service, depending on the kind of, you know, skills you have, education, administration, right? Logistics, engineering. So there are other places where those skills can be applied to a segment like healthcare, which we're going to always need healthcare, aren't we? Yes, we are. So think about that too, for those of you who are thinking of changing or shifting to something else. Upskilling, right? We're talking about, you know, we're going to be forever learners. I can't say that enough. You might think you don't have to learn something. You think you just got a certification or something last year, 2 years ago. Yeah. Well, guess what? Everything is changing. I mean, can't you tell? I mean, everything, even my hair changed. Have you guys noticed? Different hair today. February can be a good time to focus on skill development with resources like Career Week events or online courses or workshop. Ooh, Ooh, another shameless plug. Talk about online courses and workshops. We have something coming up. Again, we've changed too. We've got some new things that's happening. So definitely make sure you're part of our website. But we have our TCE Live Networking first Tuesday. This is an online opportunity, 7 p.m. on Zoom. We're doing some things new because we have so many folks that are not in my local area and they want to network with us. And I want to network with them too. So no matter where you are, you can go to our website, right? And then you'll see this first Tuesday. We're going to have in-person stuff, which will be located definitely where I am based, but online, anyone, anywhere, as long as you have power and the internet, you can network. So I bring that up because this is what you got to do as well. So if there are some offline things, you're part of some groups, some professional associations, it could even be things that's not necessarily job related, but you have purposeful and powerful and practical things you can learn, or people you need to connect with, or folks you need to reconnect with, or there could be folks who have access to some new training or some opportunity or some skill development, or even just, you know, some resources for life less chaotic, you might want to take up in that. So reskilling is definitely career and business, but don't forget the life part. We got to learn how to manage better, enjoy better, get some joy in our life, can help our career and business, right? That's an extra for y'all. All right, networking. Yeah, I said it last month. I probably should just keep networking on my list because I know we've done the COVID thing. I know we still talk COVID, don't we? Because it really impacted behavior, human behavior across the board, right? And some folks are not as comfortable with networking with people they don't know. So network with people you do know, right? That's a place to start, but you can't not network. It's just not going to happen. You college educated, retirees, my military people coming out, folks coming back into the workforce after a lapse or so, you've got to have a community. You've got to have a tribe. You've got to have some people that you can connect with who can give you access to places and data and projects and things. You can't be the lone ranger, which you can't be in silo. So you got to reconnect with colleagues. I mean, it can be start if you're not comfortable quite yet with people you don't know, which I'm going to challenge you to do so. Then get comfortable with people that you know, like call up a friend or someone in an industry that you admire, someone that you got some connection with, have coffee, have a conversation, strike up, go to industry events, specific to if you're in the healthcare, if you're in logistics, if you're in technology, if you're in social work, if you are in counseling, there's online events, there's offline conferences or a workshop. Get a ticket, join. Maybe there's something happening on YouTube, like what you're doing now, right? So there's ways that you can still network in those professional places. But I'm going to tell you, I find some great connections off of my regular places. My faith-based community, if I'm into sports or football, just the other places, because you should have a 9-to-5 and a 5-to-9, right? So other places that bring you joy and happiness and peace also have folks who are working or connected to powerful opportunities. So get out there and start networking. Industry events, as I said, and conferences, they're buzzing up again. We had our TCE Summit last year. It was fabulous. So people are coming back to do things more in person. And we need that to get those skills right up. In those places, again, once you understand how to network, when to network, why to network, what you say at networking, depending on the relationship, of course, promote yourself, promote the right way. Don't be like, oh God, here she comes again, or here he comes again. Be the right way to promote your goods, your services, your expertise online as well as offline. But offline, if some of you guys are only online, you need to get offline. And vice versa, right? Sometimes you have to do a little bit of both, right? So those are our three trends. Let me just quickly repeat. Looking for hiring, hiring to happen right now. So make sure all your stuff is ready to go. Okay, ready to go. Networking is very important, and I can't say enough, forever learning, upskilling. You've got to be a forever learner, all right? Again, for those of you tuning in, I thank you for being here. I am your career engineer, TCE Now is who we are. Like I said, you can visit our website, tcenow.com. Click our Get Our TCE News to get our newsletter. We have a free gift for folks, and we also have a program or community that costs you nothing that you can be a part of, particularly if we've had some folks that are having a little rough time or you have some students we want you guys, again, the spirit of networking, to get connected, right? Because you gotta build. So build with us until you're ready to, or stay with us too, even when you build more sea legs in that area. All right, I'm gonna select, there were two questions I think really stood out. And the one's a business question, but I had entrepreneurs saying, you say you do so much for careers. Well, I am the career engineer, so I did start with the career people. But, you know, like I told you, 9 to 5, 5 to 9. Some of you have a kitchen table idea, which is great. You know, you've got a little garage idea. You've been doing something forever, which is great. I mean, my husband actually has always made applesauce. And now he's making applesauce that you can buy because it has no sugar. It is totally natural. And it's Daniel Fast approved. And it's really good. So he's, you know, we started this stuff too. So someone says they want to go from working for themselves. They've been in industry for 20 years or so. I just take the little gist of the question because I have their background. So if I want to give too much. Anyway, is that anonymous? Well, they weren't anonymous. They were in the state of Virginia. Anyway, they're, you know, always worked in this industry, let's say healthcare or whatever. And now they want to do something. They see a gap from their job that they've had for umpteen years. They see a gap and they want to do something in the business side to fill that gap. Question is, I mean, again, they're just getting it together. They're getting their stuff on paper. They're thinking it through. They have the expertise. They've got the 20 plus years of know-how, but now the business side. Everybody tells me to be LLC. She said, someone else said to be SP. What do you do? So I will share it to everyone there. Of course, there are pros and cons to both. So there's all kind of places you can do more research than what I'm getting ready to say. Okay. And to me, this particular person is still at the kitchen table. I'm putting it together. They're not out there running out there to go get the brick and mortar and sell some dinners or whatever they're doing. Right. So I believe you should actually talk with your tax professional. I mean, I know this is really weird, but because for, you know, making money is not just what you make, it's what you keep, right? I believe in that. You can make $50,000 a year and have a great tax plan, an incredible financial plan, and you might walk away and keep $40,000 a year, where someone that could be making $150,000 a year is blowing $90,000. I mean, so it's about all kinds of things. I don't know if this person owns property. You know, of course, it may be a home-based business if they do. I don't know if they are just renters. I don't know what their deal is. So whoever does your taxes, and I do believe you shouldn't always do them yourself, but that person is someone you might want to talk to, because the tax advantages of having an LLC or SP or another entity, but sometimes when we're just getting started, it's real easy to be sole proprietor. I kind of like the freedom of sole proprietorship. It comes with risks. It comes with risks, but it's easy to do. It's quick. You can always switch over. It's not as expensive, quote unquote, as LLCs. Not that they're crazy expensive. Some people do them on their own. I've seen that. I've done one. I went to a lawyer. I just don't want to do it on my own. I'm just that person. Sometimes I believe I just don't want to deal with that. But there's all kinds of resources now that can help you do it yourself. But you need to understand what LLC is. And like, for example, someone renting an apartment, you know, having the LLC, okay. But yeah, but you don't, is there a tax plan? Is there a write-off? It's not even your apartment. It's not your house. So you got to look at the different things, the risk of the business. Are you putting hands on people? You know, are you just making cloths? Is anybody going to sue you because this cloth you made is not, whatever. So there is LLCs, reduce your risk. If you own property, I mean, it's like detaching you from the business. So that makes sense. If that makes sense for you, for what you're going to do and your tax platform, that's really what I feel. It's a little bit more work, and I've seen people get into LLCs and then fail. They didn't know how to stop. I mean, it just was really, and you have to, you know, I think in my state, it's $100 a year to keep it up. I mean, there's things you have to do. So am I answering you? I'm hoping I'm showing you both sides. I'd rather you talk to your tax professional. If you're just starting out, an SP may be the easiest way to roll. You can always switch over. But it sounds like this particular person is literally just in the thinking stage, but you want to make sure you're getting moving. So I can see the urgency in what she wrote. So, you know, consider, but look at both. SP may be easy route for you to do right now, but do assess what you're selling and what you're doing. If you're putting hands on anyone, you're making any kind of food, any kind of risk, go straight to LLC. Do not pass. I mean, because, you know, you're getting sued. It's one of the things that I'm always concerned about. So anyway. I've been out of the workforce for over 10 years and I saw a job that I want. What can I do? Can I go for it? You can do anything you put your mind to. So I say I'm from that go for it girl. So before you go for it, let's get into it. So let's look at what you have. So hopefully those tangibles I talked about, and if you just saw a job recently, it could be something that's like available for 10 days or 15 weeks. I don't know if it was just posted. So best thing to do is with your 10-year gap that you just talked about, let's find a way. And if you can't do it on your own, there's all kinds of ways to do it on your own. But think about ways that you can maximize that 10-year gap. I mean, it is what it is. And you got to figure out the strategy that works best for you. The new job you're looking, that you're coming into, or the one that's excited you, which is great. Look at that job description. See if you meet the skill set you're going to have to sell. I did this back then so I can go in forward. But you might want to get someone to help you to package this and to make sure you get the challenges and the awesomeness of who you are and just have a real frank conversation with it. And yeah, then go for it. But don't go for it now without some preparation. So don't get anxious, get prepared. And we're available to help you with that, no doubt. So, and there's sometimes like the gap can be done in the right way. It still makes you shine, but you might want to get some assistance with that. And of course, your career engineer is here. So visit us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com, and we're able to help. Again, I don't want to miss the opportunity for the, since first Tuesday, since we do this on, we do what we do here, the first Mondays. Hey, get with us. This is our inaugural one for 2024. I didn't mean to date myself, but it is, but the first of the year. So this would be a great thing to come in and just start to kick some things in gear, right? Kick some things in gear. So listen, I'm excited about February. It's the month of love. Love yourself. Love what you do, right? Love where you're going. And if you don't, no doubt we can help you do that. But I want you to have a powerful and purposeful week. You see the two, they got to go together. You got to have a powerful week and a purposeful week. Okay. So do that. And I look forward to chatting with you next month. Now, also, if you're watching us on any of our, like our YouTubes or anything like that, of course, do subscribe. We want you to go there. You can't miss me, Career Engineer on YouTube, because we'll have another video at some point there. But when we do, you'll get notified. So, you know, I'm all big about the social things, right? Because I think that's important. So listen, you guys be blessed. Have that powerful and purposeful week, and we will catch up to you next time. Thank you so much and have a great week. And I'm going to say goodbye like right now. Thanks for watching our Career Engineer show. I hope you learned a lot about today's topic. If you enjoyed the show, please let me know by visiting our website, tcenow.com, and sending me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com. Don't get anxious, get prepared.